This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Okay, we go from discontent in Europe to corporate pessimism in the U.S. A couple of big surveys came out today of CFOs, that's chief financial officers, and CEOs, chief executive officers. Executives, it seems, are pretty gloomy about where the economy is headed. And that may come as a surprise to some of you, since other indicators we got this week paint a rosier picture of the economy. From Washington, Marketplace's David Gura tries to sort out our conflicting emotions.
Down here on the street, there are signs the economy is getting better. We got some new data this week. The housing market is improving. Consumer confidence is up. But if we go inside, all the way to the top floor of any company's headquarters, to what's called the C-suite, the place where executives work, CEOs and CFOs, the economy looks different.
A lot of how you see the world depends on where you sit right now.
Greg Dickinson is with Deloitte. He just surveyed 100 CFOs, and they are not optimistic about their company's prospects.
Seems like there's a bit of a perfect storm of tough circumstances that are making CFOs more pessimistic.
Through the big picture windows of their corner offices, executives have a really good view of that perfect storm. They're not just worried about the sluggish recovery here at home, but also about what's going on around the world. John Engler is president of the Business Roundtable.
China slowing down, Europe in chaos, that hurts.
The Business Roundtable just surveyed 138 CEOs, and they're also pessimistic. Engler says they're uncertain about the possible tax hikes and spending cuts tied to the so-called fiscal cliff. They're also worried about regulation and gridlock. So most of the CEOs Engler surveyed said they don't expect to spend more money next year or hire new workers. John Graham is a finance professor at Duke.
Uncertainty to companies usually means pull back a little bit, pause, evaluate the situation.
Graham says executives don't ignore indicators like consumer sentiment, but that's a different kind of metric. It tells us how people feel about the economy today. These surveys of CEOs and CFOs give us a different perspective. They tell us how some powerful people feel about the future. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.